Be Kind Rewind videos a la carte.
It's time for the Thursday Rewind, bringing you some of the best music from the past and what was happening in the world when they were new.
Didn't we do this yesterday?
It's the Thursday Rewind on 97.9 The Hill. And now, here's AJ.
Hey, it's AJ on the After Hours, 97.9 The Hill, and welcome into the Thursday Rewind. Now, tonight, we are going to have a lot of fun. The year we're looking at, a lot happened, and honestly, had a lot of great music. So we're not going to waste time and talk about a lot of bunch of other stuff. Tonight, it's all about the Canals, video games, and the passing of a legend. Also, we've got a rich girl getting a car wash at a hotel in California. It's 1977. 1977 saw the release of the first ever home video game console in the form of the Atari 2600. You could get it for $199. There were 9 different video game cartridges that came with the Atari 2600. Also, it came with a joystick. It became popular, but it wasn't really a world changer. It eventually was discontinued following the collapse of the home video game industry a few years later. Also in 1977 saw the release by one of the greatest bands of all time of one of the most iconic songs. It's the Eagles with Hotel California.
She said, "We are all just prisoners here.
master's chambers. They're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can check out.
Also in 1977, the U.S. returned control of the Panama Canal back to the nation of Panama. Now, a quick timeline of events surrounding the canal. In 1904, the Isthmian Canal Commission gained control of the Panama Canal zone over which the United States exercised sovereignty. From 1905 to 1914 was planning and construction of the canal. In 1914, the Panama Canal was 47.9 miles long and it joined the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean. Also in 1914, the official open of the canal on August 15th with the passage of the cargo ship SS Ancon. In 1950 to 1974, Panamanian protesters were disputing the ownership of the canal. And finally, on September 7th, 1977, following negotiations, the Torrijos and Carter treaties are signed, which begins the process of granting the Panamanians free control of the canal so long as Panama signed a treaty guaranteeing the permanent neutrality of the canal. Also in 1977, this song spent 1 week at the top of the charts. It's Rose Royce and Car Wash.
Some of the work gets kind of hard. This ain't no place to be if you plan on being a star. Let me tell you, it's always cool. And the boss don't mind sometimes if you act the fool. At the car wash, oh, 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 talking about the car wash, yeah. Come on, y'all, and sing it for me.
Car wash,
woo,
woo, woo. Car wash, yeah.
Well, those cars never seem to stop coming.
Work and work.
Keep those bags and machines humming.
Work and work.
My fingers to the bone.
Work.
If I can't wait till it's time to go home.
Hey, get your car washed today.
Fill up and you don't have to pay. Come on and give us a play. Come on, y'all, and sing it with me.
Car wash.
Sing it with feeling, y'all.
Car wash, yeah.
...1977 also saw the passing of a legend. The king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, was found dead of an apparent heart attack at the age of 42 in his Memphis, Tennessee mansion, Graceland. Now, Presley began his career as a teenager in the early 1950s and was soon catapulted into international stardom with his first single, Heartbreak Hotel, in 1956. He was known for his distinctive voice and controversial dance moves that apparently he learned from Forrest Gump. Who knew? Elvis also starred in several musical films, ranking as one of the highest-selling solo artists in history. Now, as in many stories such as this, fame did take its toll on Elvis. He struggled with drug abuse and health issues, along with a divorce from his longtime partner Priscilla in the final years of his life. Also released in 1977, it saw 2 weeks at the top of the charts. Daryl Hall and John Oates with Rich Girl.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Yeah.
Hey, it's AJ on The Rewind. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Make sure you come back next week. We'll have another year with some more great music and a bunch of facts that you can win a bar bet with. The After Hours returns next.